and this is Coast Community Radio. KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. And that, of course, goes out specially to Nova Scotia, to Boudelier's Point, to all the Faddles and Grandma Faddle. I love it. Hey, are you guys still breathing? If you live around here, you might be having a little bit of trouble. It's somewhere between 88 and 93 degrees, although we did have a report of 104 degrees on Youngs River Road, which, in my estimation, is disgusting. But hopefully it's going to cool tomorrow. And, of course, in the evenings, it's just beautiful. So no problem. So don't stay home. Get out and enjoy some of the fabulous things that are going on around our area. And our area is right here in the Lower Columbia region. It's time for Arts Live and Local. And this is Carol, your host. Going to start out with some music from my first guest. And have a listen. And then we will hear from Hideki Yamayo about all the incredible music that's happening. Well, not all. He's going to tell us about his part of the incredible music. There's lots going on. Thanks for being here, folks, on Coast Community Radio. That wonderful music Actually, I just learned, played by my guest. Hideki Amayo is here from Portland, and he's been here a number of times over the years. Did you first come here because of the music festival?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Astoria Music Festival. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll talk about the instrumentation, or the instruments that he plays in a minute, because I was delighted and surprised to hear that this beautiful album, it's very nicely put together, is all your playing, Baroque guitar.
That's right.
So why don't you, I'll give you the honor of pronouncing everyone's name.
Okay.
What is tell us about this album, what we just heard.
Sure. So that is a CD of all music by this composer, Ludovico Roncalli, who no one really knows about, except for players of Baroque guitar.
Ah.
Baroque guitar is an instrument that is a direct descendant of the modern guitar. They played it from, let's say, 1600 to 1800-ish. And as you heard, it's got a kind of a more a bright, airy kind of sound compared to the
it's very rich.
Modern guitar.
It's quite,
yeah.
I like
it
that.
It doesn't have as much a bass mm-hmm. range.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the reason I brought the CD in today is because I play this instrument on all three of the concerts that I'm involved in.
Okay, so now let's uh-huh. tell people why you're here this time, because
yes.
they all know this isn't. It's not Astoria Music Festival time. It is Musica Maestrale, early music festival right here in Astoria. And I believe you already started, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
We already had our first concert, which happened at noon.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
and for that concert, I played four different early plucked instruments. So this Baroque guitar you just heard and two instruments from the lute family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too late to catch that now, but there's still three more concerts coming up.
And this is going on all the way through
Sunday.
So tell us... give us an overview of the concerts, and then we'll talk more about what this is all about and who's involved and all that.
Yeah. So this evening, we have a concert entitled Songs of the Sea. So it is myself and Phil and Gail Newman, who are fabulous multi-instrumentalists, and they make their own instruments which are really remarkable. And some instruments you've never heard of even.
Are they actual instruments of the period, and
well,
they are recreating,
they are,
or do
they
make
are,
up their own instruments?
Yeah, they are replicas.
They are replicas.
They go around the world taking measurements from original instruments, and they recreate them,
wow.
And it's quite amazing. But tonight's concert is, songs of a nautical theme, since we're in Astoria.
Good.
From the 16th and 17th centuries.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So what part of the world would that come from?
These are mostly English.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a connection to the Oregon coast, as you will hear a story about that if you come to the concert, and a set of Spanish songs also.
Okay, now almost everything is happening at Grace Episcopal Church.
Yes.
Right around the corner. I think it's
That's
1545
right.
Franklin. And it's a wonderful spot. You'll be in the sanctuary or downstairs?
The concert tonight and tomorrow night are going to be in the sanctuary, and the noontime concerts are in the hall.
Okay. Oh, that sanctuary is beautiful.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
And we have our KMUN annual meeting in the hall.
Oh, really?
So it's a well-used space. Okay, so what time is tonight's concert?
That is 7 p.m.
7. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have two other concerts?
Yes. So tomorrow during lunchtime, there will be another concert by the Newmans. And that one is called Extreme Early Instruments. And that one will be a fun concert. And it'll be more of a lecture demonstration sort mm-hmm. of a concert where they will explain all the instruments and the process they went to recreate them, and You will be entertained.
Nice. Where do they live?
They live in Oregon City.
Okay, so yeah. They're also...
They're semi-local.
Yeah.
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 And that one is at noon, and it'll be a lunchtime concert, so bring your lunch.
Uh-huh.
I know I will.
Nice. Okay, and that's in the Fellowship Hall.
Yes.
And then when's the next one? Saturday night?
Saturday evening, okay. 7 p.m. And that one is called Songs from the Era of the Birth of Opera. So We're talking about the first half of the 17th century, and that is when the whole genre of opera got started. And we'll give you a little bit of history about that. But so that will be myself and Arwen Myers, who is a wonderful early music soprano. Christine Beckman, she lives in Olympia. She's a fabulous violinist. And plays on a Baroque instrument. Gwen Toth, which who you might actually recognize from her a few times she was here
for the festival. Okay, I recognize the name, but okay.
Wonderful harpsichordist.
Right.
So it'll be the four of us, and
that's Saturday evening. And then what are you doing on Sunday?
Sunday, we're having a student recital. So not only do we have a bunch of concerts lined up, we have workshops for musicians to come and study with these fabulous musicians.
Can people still get in on this if they didn't know about it?
Workshops are all full, but you're welcome to come.
That is so cool. Good for you.
Yes.
That's great.
But people are encouraged to come and audit.
Oh, okay.
And also on Sunday, the student recital will be at noon, and that we are still looking for a venue for that as we're working on that.
Okay.
That will be free to the audience, to the public. So please come and check them out.
And you can find out where it's happening by going to
our website, which is musicamaestrale.org.
Okay. And that's spelled musica, just put an A at the end of music, and then MAESTRALE. It's phonetically pronounced, so that works. Now, Hideki, I remember you with this long, long instrument that was taller than either of us.
That's right.
What is that?
That is an instrument called a theorbo.
That's right.
Yes, and that is basically a lute with super long bass strings grafted onto it. And that will be played on the concert on Saturday evening.
Okay, are you the only one who plays that?
No, there are dozens of us around the world.
Around the world?
Yes.
How about in the Pacific Northwest?
Are there others? There are a few, yes.
There are, okay. Mm-hmm. How does it work that, is this a whole early music group that knows one another and plays together?
It's a small community, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of us do know each other and often work together. And
because you put on concerts in Portland as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are some of these people involved in that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to be too rude, but I can't imagine that you can earn a living doing these workshops.
Well, it's hard to imagine.
I don't know.
I make a living just performing and teaching.
You do?
I do,
okay.
Yeah. It's not a glamorous lifestyle, but yes.
But it sounds wonderful. Where do you teach?
I teach privately out of my
own home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. And is Musica Maestrale the best place to find you as well, or do you have
I have my own personal website, but I encourage you to find me on Facebook because my website is a little out of date.
I see. Okay.
But on Facebook, I post every event that
okay.
comes up.
So. And if you aren't on Facebook, like me, you can contact Hideki through the Musica Maestrale website and then
yes.
ask to be put on his list, because yes. that's how I know all the stuff he's doing, including this and Astoria. That's how I found out you were coming.
Great.
Wow, you're coming to Astoria. Let's make sure we know about you. When you say, or when anyone says, early music.
Yes.
Is there, what does that mean?
Well,
not
that
just
is
years,
a, that
but.
Is, yeah, is that is a tough question to answer, but basically anything before 1800, that's around the cutoff time. Typically on period instruments or replicas of original
okay.
instruments using period technique. So a Baroque violin would have a completely different bow. Its structure is different from a modern one.
Mm-hmm.
And a player on Baroque violin would play it in a very different manner from the modern player.
So how did you... I have a feeling you may... Were you born in the U.S.?
No, I was born in Japan, actually.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So how did you get involved in this kind of music?
Well, I was studying classical guitar in school, in college. And
in Japan or
no,
here?
No, that was here.
Yeah.
I was going to UC Santa Cruz.
Oh.
And they had a lute that students could check out and try. And, of course, I did. And that was my first step into this world. And from there, I just kind of moved primarily into playing early music because that I found that there were more gigs,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, in that world.
Because it's so specialized,
right.
too.
That's right.
Did you play music as a kid?
Yeah, I started out on piano in kindergarten, and I played violin in grade school. And
mm-hmm.
then in high school, I took up electric guitar
yep,
because
that was
we
the
all
thing
do.
To do. Yeah.
From there, I discovered classical guitar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you did, and I'm so glad that you're keeping Astoria in your sights. And this is very exciting. So this is the first... actual full festival that you're doing,
yes.
isn't it? I know you've done concerts before,
yes.
but this is a full festival. And as I mentioned, some people weren't aware of it, but and may have other plans for this weekend. Do you think you'll do it again?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how this one goes.
Okay,
and,
that's fair.
And we'll revisit that idea, but there's a likelihood.
Okay, so if you are interested and you can't make it, go to the website and tell Hideki, yes, please, come back. We want you, and we want to get involved because there is so much going on. And thank you so much for coming to Astoria. Thanks
thank
for
you
coming
for having
to
me.
Coast Community Radio. It's always good
Absolutely.
To see you.
Absolutely, good to see you.
And you came with only a CD this time instead of that great big instrument. I still love that. And it's lovely to see you. I have images in my
too.
Head, though, of you playing in the church, and
it's
quite beautiful. So I'm sure it
Thank
will be
you.
This weekend. Again, the concerts still on are Friday this evening at 7 o'clock. This is all at Grace Episcopal Church on Franklin. Tonight, nautical concert, nautical themes at 7 p.m., and then Saturday at noon, I love that, the extreme instrument.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
With the Newmans, no relationship. They spell their names with U's. And then Sunday, there's, Saturday again, there's a 7 p.m. concert. And then Sunday, a student concert, and that's figuring out where that's going to be. So do check in. Thanks again, Hideki.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy the weekend.
I sure will.
Okay. And got a little bit, let's play a little bit more of Hideki's music. Again, this is my guest, Hideki Yamaya, playing Baroque guitar, works for guitar, and this is a 2011 release on Mediolanum. Beautiful music from Hideki Yamaya on Baroque guitar. Again, the website is musicamaestrale.org, and it's all happening right here this weekend in Astoria. Lots more happening. And I've got a group here. I'm not sure what they're doing, but I know it's going to be good. Here, I'll turn your mics on so they can hear you laughing at me. Except I just noticed that Sheila is sitting right in front of the fan.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
No. Maybe good for you. However, you can't imagine what it sounds like on the mic. Here, let's move you over that way. Yeah. Because otherwise it's like blowing right through you. So this is live radio theater. Now, we do live radio here at Coast Community Radio on Troll Radio, and lots of us bring in live people to play. But this is a whole nother ball game. So I will introduce my guests, and then I will let them tell you what this is and how it came about. And I think what I'm going to have to do is ask you to turn that off. Because, yeah, just flip that switch. Okay, that will work. Okay, you are on. Yes, I love it. We have two veteran radio people. And one mother of two veteran radio people. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that is.
Yes, it is. So, you heard Sheila, and Sheila Schaefer is back again. I think this is her third time in a month. And that's because she's such a diverse human being in the world of theater and music and everything else. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
It's a lot easier to hear you now. And I also have Arnie Humasty.
Hi.
Hi, Arnie. And Arnie was on, some months ago, wasn't it?
Last year for Once Upon a Mattress.
Right, that was it. Okay. And yes, we have new equipment, so we're getting nice and close this time. And my, apparently, my radio virgin, is none other than Artie Urell Chapman. Congratulations, Artie.
Oh, thank you.
It's been
Thanks
a long
for
time
us.
Coming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
For you to
yes.
be a virgin on the radio. Artie has, as I mentioned, two sons who are just fabulous on Coast Community Radio. That would be Will and Sam. And I just assumed that she'd been here because the rest of the family had, but... This yeah. is your opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Live radio theater. Who's going to do... Okay, it's radio... KBS. I like that to begin with. 780 on your dial. Okay, who's going to tell us what's going on, Artie, and how this happened?
Okay. Well, it's a little bit long story.
That's okay.
But it started in 1971 when Arnie here was directing the Fantastics.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing some choreography. And that was when Kay Bredlow and John Christie were the fathers. And so over the years then, of course, Ken Chapman and I got married. And through the years, Ken and Kay were doing theater.
Yes, they were.
And the four of us, which was Kay and Ev, his wife, and the two of us got to be very close friends. So later in 1979, Ken and I owned Pirandelli, which is now Fultano's. And Kay and Ev came in after... Kay had been singing at a memorial, so he was all dressed up in a nice suit and everything, and of course Ken and I had been working all day, we're probably sweating a little bit, and Ev said, oh, you guys look like the Odd Couple, and all of a sudden the eyes got bigger and connected and smiles, and then we started Spaghetti Theater, which I think you might remember since you were in it as well.
I was. I love that. I was one of the Pigeon Sisters.
Yes.
That's right. I was, yes. I think, Gwendolyn. Is that what?
I don't
name?
Remember.
Like
that was so long ago.
I know, but it was so much fun. Oh, my God.
But that was the time when we started talking about stage radio productions and doing it in front of an audience. And over the years, there were so many different things coming on. And, of course, we lost Kay and Ev in 2008, which we were just, you know, really sorry about. But we started to think about the stage name. And KB is for Kay Bredlow, but also for my husband, Ken, whose middle name is Boyd, after his mommy's maiden name.
Okay.
And many people know him as KB Chapman.
Oh, I didn't know.
And so the S, then, is not another name, but it's plural. KBS.
I love it.
780 on your dial.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, 780 came because I asked Will about it, and he kind of did some research, and he said, well, during that time period, you could only have between this number and this number.
Oh.
And I said, oh, okay. So I kind of went through them all, and that's kind of the era, so I put 780, and, you know. So
this,
that's
this
where
is,
we got it.
This is the real thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
KBS, I love it.
KBS.
780. Ken was the, Ken Chapman taught theater at Astoria High School, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, for yeah. many years.
For many
yes.
years, right.
Yes.
So that's, yes. that's part of the
And since
too.
His high school days and college days, he was really involved in theater.
Yeah.
And of course, then he and Kay did, you know, other things, and, you know, there's a community of great talent here,
mm-hmm.
so... Yes.
Absolutely. And I also remember, how did this group get together? Because I remember when Arnie was here last time, I discovered that he had a huge history. I knew the name Humasty because we had Humasties on the air here.
George, my brother.
Yes, in Finnish, I believe it yeah. was. And I loved that show, even though I didn't understand the word. But it was fun. So how did this then come together for what's going on? By the way, I should tell you folks, this is happening tonight, this very night, and tomorrow night. And this is at Gala, which is right on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th. and it's 1017 Marine Drive. And the show starts at 8:30. Good to get there earlier so you can get your seat. So now, how did you guys put this together? And Arnie and Sheila are the two directors of the two parts of this show.
Yes, we're right. So yes. Happy to have them. Mm-hmm. They're doing a great job. And last night at dress rehearsal was really exciting, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It's coming together.
Yeah, looks it's, like it will.
It's well, you've great. Got quite the cast.
Exactly.
I read the names and I went, oh, yes. My God. Yes. Oh, my. Oh. You got all of the, including several other KMUN programmers, of course, Bill and Slab and the regulars, and another Urel. Oh, yes, ooh, Dinah. Happens to own Gala.
She's my cousin.
Is she getting Dinah's to sing playing. In this?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
A lot.
Yes. That's going to be a knockout. Okay, so tell us what's going to happen, what people are going to see tonight and tomorrow night, and how the three of you did this. Because that's pretty amazing. After all these, that's 37 years I counted already from the time that you were thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it started when I heard about a meeting at the Armory that they were having about possibly doing something like this. And there was a group of us that were thinking, oh, that sounds really interesting. I'm going to go see what it's all about, and found out exactly what they were trying to do, you know. So Arnie and I decided, you know, to take on the directing roles, and they had scripts there that we could look at, you know, like Sam Spade, Green Hornet, Fibber McGee and Molly. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at these scripts and I'm thinking, oh, I really could do a Goon Show episode so easily with this, because the Goon Show is sort of like a precursor of Monty Python's Flying Circus. Mm. It has Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, and I automatically tap the shoulders of Bill Hamm, Bill Honnell, and Slab Slabinski.
Bill, and Slab.
Yes.
There you go. BBS.
BBS.
KBS, that's BBS, yes.
But it was funny because I knew they would just glom onto this particular script because they know the Goon Show, they love the Goon Show, they have recordings of the Goon Show, and probably when you get together with beers, they start just quoting stuff from the show all by themselves anyway.
It's their kind of humor, yes. For sure. Mm-hmm. Did you, Sheila, did you know, I know you know those three, mm-hmm. and you've been involved in theater in Cannon Beach as well as here. Did you know Arnie?
I did not.
Okay, and you met
I knew Arnie because I was in Once Upon a Mattress and was at the interview with you here. And him.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to forget you, but you're
that's
on
okay.
this show so many times.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of funny. So
okay, and then Arnie, what prompted you?
Well, Artie was the instigator, and she called me and asked if I'd be interested. So that's how I got involved. But and in reading the scripts, I just chose Fibber McGee and Molly because it was the most popular show of its time. Actually, in its heyday, it was tops in the ratings, beating out Jack Benny and Bob Hope and a lot of the other shows of that era.
What year ish?
They started Fibber McGee and Molly in 1935, and it lasted all the way up until 1959.
Wow. Okay.
But the real heyday was pretty much in the 40s, mm-hmm. It was kind of the forerunner of a lot of the TV situation comedies, mm-hmm. like I Love Lucy and Burns and Allen and Life of Riley and those types of shows.
This is exciting, then. So we're going to get an education, too, because for people who have heard it on the radio, now we're going to see.
See it staged, but it will be staged as if it were recorded in a studio.
Right.
They will see the sound effects person making the sound effects.
That's fantastic.
We've tried to set it up as if it were an actual radio studio.
Yes, so we get to see behind the scenes, just as people think everything is so simple and smooth here at Coast Community Radio until they hear us hit the wrong button. So I'm very much looking forward to that for the fun of it, and also to put that together, the background of these radio dramas. And
I think it'll be a fun evening.
Absolutely.
And I think we should add that Kala is air-conditioned.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, good. Very good. Good. Oh, that was very clever of you. And
good marketing.
I did note down, because I was so impressed with the casts here, I noticed that, first of all, Slab is doing double duty.
Slab's in both
okay.
shows.
Okay. But Fibber McGee and Molly is also Dinah.
Dinah Urell.
Walt Trumbull, whom I've danced and made music with. Sophie Klein. Jane Hill.
Jane Ooh-hoo, Hill. Jane right. Hill. She's our pianist.
Oh, nice. And, I don't think I've ever heard her play piano. And I don't know Dexter Gregory.
He's a high school student.
Okay, good.
So he's,
that's why
I
don't know him.
He's going to be our studio manager.
Oh, great. I love it. That's another nice touch, is that you've brought in someone from the high school, too. Mm-hmm. So, Artie.
Yes.
Did you and Ken put this together? Or, in your brains, is that what was happening? It was percolating and you decided to go for it?
Well, over the years, yes. And he's a person who really grew up with radio. And he could be just sitting there, and all of a sudden he starts singing some of the ads. And he goes through the whole entire thing. And I think, oh, wow, and I'm so excited.
I love this because Sheila was talking about Bill, Bill, and Slab doing this, and you see,
yeah,
Ken's got it way ahead of them.
You bet, yes. Wow. Yeah, so we've been talking about doing this for quite a while, and one of the main reasons is that besides using all this fabulous talent
yes.
and bringing in new generations of the history of this kind of theater, is to have fundraisers for our community.
Mm.
And so everyone that's going to be involved can have a voice in that at some point. You know, not everybody is committed to every rehearsal, every show. It depends on their schedule.
So you're putting together a whole troupe.
Oh, yes.
And then you'll do different things.
Sure. And then whoever can do that at the time can take whatever level of participation that they can do, and then those people will have a voice in the next fundraiser.
So, two questions. First of all, is it too late for people to get involved in this? If there are other people in the community who are listening and say, whoa, this sounds like
sure.
Not.
If they,
okay.
yeah, please everything. Let us know, yeah. because so, hopefully okay. we're going to do this more often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is our first production.
Right.
So we had to get a lot of things together. We have more props and sound effects now that we can just go forward
right.
with and
right.
how to do it and that sort of
right.
thing. Okay. Yes, if anybody's interested, let us know. And we'll get into contact. We have over 25 people right
oh,
now that
wonderful.
Are on our list at
wonderful.
Many different levels.
Yeah. Okay, including other possible directors.
Yes, yeah, possible directors
well
and
props
people that just want to take the money or
right.
just want to be involved.
Just help out in some way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I love it, too, because it just so happens that we have a community radio station in this town.
Yes.
Oh, yes, and you're on it right now. And so this is a way of kind of bringing full-blown together, too, is because those of us who believe in radio and have spent hours, if not, it feels like, well, it is years, 33 and a half, over 33 years we've been on the air, and
great.
Some of us have been here all this time. So this is a whole nother way of expressing and enjoying. So thank you so
yes.
much for doing it. Unfortunately, I forgot what my other question was. these are questions that yeah. came up to me that I would like to know. Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. And how does someone, if, for example, tonight and tomorrow night, 8:30 at Kala, which is 1017 Marine Drive. The show is at 8:30. Get there by 8, which is...
That's when the doors open.
Doors open, allegedly. And
there will be a full bar as well.
Okay.
Yes. And air conditioning.
And air
conditioning.
Two good things.
By then it's going to cool down, but mm-hmm. still it's going to... And if folks can't make it tonight or tomorrow night, is there a way to find out, to keep in touch with what you're doing? Do you have a email list or a website or anything that's, are you going to make one?
We have a Facebook page. Nancy Montgomery made that.
Okay.
And she's technical. I'm certainly not. She offered to do that, and so that's one way. And then it's who you know. If you know somebody who's been involved, then they can give.
Ask them.
Exactly.
Know what's going on.
Yeah, this is just the first step. Right. I think this is more making sure that this is something that was feasible to happen, and now that we have
Very exciting production.
Oh, I
hope so. Yes.
We have, will come.
We have only one person with the last name of Ham, but we've got a lot of hams around here.
Oh, boy.
And this is wonderful. So tonight is from the Goon Show, is Sheila Schaefer directing with Bill Bill and Slab, and then Fibber McGee and Molly with Arnie Humesty directing with Dinah Walt, Sophie, Slab, Jane, and Dexter, and it's all happening right here in Astoria Live Radio Theater. Come and find out how it used to be done. May not be quite the same since we're so digitalized now. But all those, I remember when we did radio theater here and we had to bang things to get the door closing and all that kind of stuff. So very much looking forward to it. Thank you so much for making this happen.
Well, thank you.
Three
thank
of you.
You for having
Carol.
Us.
And for being here at Coast Community Radio.
Thank you so much.
I plan to be there tomorrow night.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Good.
I wouldn't miss it. Okay. And that was my guests, Sheila Schaefer, Arnie Humesty, and Artie Urell Chapman for KBS. Have a listen right now. I have a tune from Blind Pilot. If you don't have a ticket, this is probably the only way you're going to hear them this weekend, because both shows are sold out. That's tonight and tomorrow night at the Liberty. Thanks for being here, folks. Coast Community Radio.
Our time is ever on the road to rise in what we make. I want to hear, how this give and take. Hear it this way. All right.
You are listening to Blind Pilot. That's Israel Nebeker, frontman. And as I mentioned, according to the site, both concerts are sold out Friday and Saturday night. If you want to see if you can get lucky, go over to 12th and Commercial and see if someone has an extra ticket. I guess that's the best I can do. I'll be there. That's what happens when you work, folks. If you want to usher at the Liberty and be sure you get to see all these shows, let me know. We'll see what we can do. Not tonight, though. You have to get trained, of course. Hey, my last guest for today are from the Peninsula Players in El Waco at the River City Playhouse, and they have their annual one-act play festival coming up. Fortunately, not this weekend. It's happening, but it is starting on Thursday this week, and with a gala reception at 6:15 or 6, and then the play at 7, and then also on Friday and Saturday. It's just one. Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Did I get that
right? That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, so you have four performances, actually.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so it's just one weekend, but they're really they're putting all that energy into the one weekend. So my guests are Joe Pagliani, who is the man behind the he sort of put this thing together and keeps it going. Hi, Joe.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi, Carol.
Everybody appreciates it, absolutely. And then we have someone named Bob Goldberg, who. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Carol. Haven't seen each other in a while.
I know Bob is a host here on Tuesday Morning Folk when Ellen and I are not on, and he also does bedtime stories and all kinds of other things here at Coast Community Radio, and then thespians around the area. And my third guest is Janet Volchuk. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Carol.
How nice to see you here. Well,
thank you. I haven't been here for a while.
I know. You're not a regular like some of the others. So, okay. It starts, it's next week. How many plays have you got, and who chooses, and how is it all? How do you put this whole thing together, Joe?
Well, what we do is around April and May of every year, we gather up the proposals for what people are sending in. We have usually some dramas, some wonderful one-act plays.
Are these all originals?
These are all original plays.
Okay, that is really
very important that be emphasized, because these are from the writers themselves, and they're not to be adaptations or film adapted from something else. It should be original one-act plays. And from 20 minutes to 45 minutes an hour.
Oh.
But usually they're 25, 35 minutes each. And usually very funny, and two of the most wonderful actors are here with us, Bob Goldberg and Janet Volchuk, and they'll have something interesting to say.
How many plays are there?
We've got four plays. Okay. One written by a writer named John Burney. This is his second play that we're producing at the Peninsula Players. It's called Summer of Love. And John is from Auburn. He's from Albany, Oregon. Mm-hmm. All the rest of the directors, Rose Power, myself, and Jim Tweedy, are actually from the Peninsula area. Okay. And so Jim Tweedy has written You Never Know, and Bob Goldberg is directing that.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that something?
This is another play directing old people.
Wow.
Speak for yourself.
And so that should be very, very interesting. And Storm Stories, written by Rose Power and directed by Sherry Ahlers. That's another wonderful story. Rose is a very prolific writer.
Yes.
Has had lots of good plays. And Slug Girl is the final play, and that was written, and I'm directing it myself. I wrote it, and I'm directing it. And it's an interesting play.
Tell them about that, Joe.
Let Bob
This Slug Girl, I'm in this play, and I play one of my favorite type of characters, a high school biology teacher. It's kind of a dream role for me. So, and this was written by Joe as a kind of benefit or result of this trip that he took to Southeast Asia last year.
Yes, this year.
Yeah. And it's a play about human nature. It's really, really deep and really long, by the way. Really deep and
really long.
and Janet's also in it. Why don't you? It's a great play. I'm very excited about it.
So when you say very long, you mean like this is the hour-long one?
This is the hour-long
one. Oh, okay.
One.
I noticed. From 20 minutes to an hour, but mostly yes. 25 minutes.
Mostly
now
20 minutes.
Now I know why. Okay.
Yes. So, save the best for the last.
Oh, yeah.
Janet, have you been working with Peninsula Players?
Oh, yes.
So
for several years, but not lately. So mm-hmm, I'm excited to be... Yeah, on the stage again as an actress.
Right, and not playing a musical instrument.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there anything you want to add about this play or tell us about what was challenging particularly and how it was to be directed by Bob Goldberg? You don't, just pretend he can't hear. No, just
well,
kidding.
Dick and I were in another play that he wrote a couple years ago, El Huaco Buenos Aires. And we had just a blast.
It was a lot of fun.
He is so fun to work under and with, and he's so patient.
Who are you talking about?
Joe.
Not Bob.
Joe is directing
about
a play this play.
Joe wrote the play, yeah.
She's talking about another play that I wrote.
Right, right.
Actually, she wants to know about Bob.
No, that's okay. Oh. It's just that I asked about how is it to work under Bob, and then you start talking about patient and all these things.
Bob.
And I'm thinking, wait. Are we talking about the same person? So, okay, you're talking about working with Joe. So are you in two plays? No.
No, I was in a play with
in
that Joe wrote.
No,
this, today, though. This play now. Yeah. It's happening next week.
On Thursday, Janet will be in the play Slug Girl, which is written and directed by Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
And I will be directing another play called You Never Know, and it will have in it some people who I think have never been in El Huaco before, some who have never acted. So Steve Burke, who used to actually be a programmer on KMUN and is a teacher at Clatsop Community College.
History. Go
yes.
ahead.
And
literature.
Dennis Allwine, who is a singer in the Northwest,
North Coast.
The North Coast Chorale, as well as the Cannon Beach Chorus. And Alan Batchelder.
Oh my gosh!
Who has been at the?
Oh, that's wonderful.
At the River City.
So you brought
before.
Your own cast. I
basically brought my own cast.
I know these people.
This way, we can actually rehearse in
Astoria.
That's wonderful.
No, that's great. And who wrote your play?
Jim Tweedy.
Okay.
Who was recently retired in the newspaper.
Okay.
Without him.
So that's why I got confused. You were talking about Joe's play. What is your play about?
You Never Know is a short play, and it takes place in a restaurant on the peninsula, and the players are all in their 70s, which is why I got those particular people, and they just talk about life on the peninsula. And this is actually, I think, kind of a theme throughout all of these plays, is very much about the peninsula and life on the peninsula, and people who live there or near there and come to these plays will recognize a lot of the stuff that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So in this particular play, You Never Know, they talk about bears, which are real. They talk about a person who is on both sides of an issue, who I think I know who that is, but I'll reserve judgment for the audience. And so people actually know about what's going on in these plays. It's kind of cool.
That could be dangerous, but it sounds like fun. So
risky, but cool.
And so, Joe, yours is the one about human nature. Is it therefore a serious piece?
Well, it's actually on a light vein. It's a rather light piece, I would like to think. Mm-hmm. But it has some very deep ideas, and which people either accept or reject, usually on their surface.
Can you give us...
An idea of...
For an example.
Well, here's a human being who is a genius. She is 18, doesn't have to be 18, could be younger or older, but she's super off the charts with her intellect.
Mm-hmm.
And her science teacher, her family, everyone has nurtured her, including her spiritual guide in the community has nurtured her. And now she's come to full full aptitude. She is just so brilliant now that her science teacher can't even keep up with her anymore. She's moved an entire scientific body of knowledge in one semester up a quantum leap. So now it's time for a teacher conference with the parents and to do something important. And,
wow.
And Chuck Cormorant is a driving force in this young science genius's life. And Chuck is marvelous. He's so supportive and trying to get the parents to realize that just because your daughter's going to turn into a slug or a snail doesn't mean doesn't mean that you should disregard her.
Need we say more?
Did you notice, folks, there was a bit of a there was a bit of a jump there.
Yeah,
Janet,
I wanted to say that I think that I'm part of the comic relief in the play.
You're not playing the 18-year-old.
No.
Okay.
I'm playing the hysterical mother of an 18-year-old. As you can imagine, is watching her daughter turn into a slug or a snail.
Yeah.
So I'm just completely batty during the whole play.
Boy, this is going to be interesting. I'm not sure how literal this is, but we're not going to find out here on the radio. You're going to have to go to see these folks. Again, this is happening at the River City Playhouse, which is 127 Lake Street in Ilwaco. It's very easy to find. It's right on the same block as the museum, isn't it?
Yes, and across the street from the post office. And right. The tickets are only $5 each.
Oh, my God. Well, we don't give prices, but when they're that cheap, just had to throw that one in. And by then, the weather will be cool, so we don't have to worry about air conditioning. But the Champagne Gala is happening on Thursday.
The 25th at 6 p.m.
So
be there for that one.
Okay.
That's the only night we're going to have the champagne.
Yeah.
And darn.
And you might need champagne for
absolutely.
This play, I'm thinking, for these plays. And then on Friday and Saturday at 7.
Yes.
And Sunday at 2.
And
actually, the Thursday play begins at 7 also.
Yes.
So if you don't want champagne, you can just come for the play. But you do want to be sure to get a seat. So that's important to get there a little bit early. Yeah, well, Joe, this is terrific that you keep this going year after year, and you have new people coming in each
time.
Yes,
we do, and we're so happy to have their support.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is more than one person. It's dozens of people involved. It's
the
synergy of a whole ensemble.
It's true, but it's got a good track record.
Yes,
it
does.
And so people do want to join in.
We encourage people to come out and participate.
Excellent. Now, if somebody wants to read up on this, is it written anywhere?
Yes.
What's the Peninsula Players
We have website? A Peninsula Players, let's see, the... We have a play. It's Peninsula Players - Playhouse.
Here's what you want to do, folks. Yeah. Peninsula Players, Ilwaco, Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Research engine, and you will get to it for sure if you need any more information. Otherwise, just show up at the River City Playhouse.
Yippee.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday of next weekend.
Next weekend.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Had fun doing this, didn't you, Janet?
Oh, I do. This is part was made for me.
I can't wait.
For Robert, too, I think.
Robert, as in Bob Goldberg?
You know, he's in our play, too.
Okay. I'm just checking because I'm
My mother, only my mother can call me Robert.
I know, and she said, Robert,
that was a slip.
Is this yet another person? Okay, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you, Carol.
In. I want to just let folks know a little bit about what else is going on, and then we go right to Free Speech Radio News. Tonight is Gala. As we spoke about, the coaster is Let's Murder Marsha. Tomorrow night is 9 to 5. Astor Street Opry till September 10th, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, Shanghai and in Astoria. The NCRD, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. I'll be there on Sunday. I Am My Own Wife. It's a big theater weekend. And if you want more information about that, you can also look that up. It's an incredible play. And Musica Maestrale. This weekend, the Hoffman has the film Voyages Without a Trace. And then Saturday, Word and Image has a reception and reading in the evening. and in the afternoon to Astoria Library tonight, Whiteout, Willamette Professor Emily Drew, and Washington State Kite Festival finale is going on this weekend. Today is the only day for Voca with Mocha. You go ahead and go to your favorite coffee shop and tell them you're there for Voca, and a dollar of the money will go to Voca. Winecraft has Ted Brainard, and The Adrift has great music every night. Tomorrow is Nehalem Bay Cannery with the Brownsmead Flats. Nehalem Bay Winery, don't go to the cannery. That's at 2 o'clock. Maritime has Comedy Night, Susie DeKnight producing. Klatskanite Garlic Festival. Oh, there's so much more. The Blue Pickup Bluegrass Band is all over Astoria this weekend. And Cannon Beach Arts Association has printmaking weekend. Check all these things out or give me a call as soon as I'm off the air, which is right now. KMU in Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Thanks for being here, folks.